The Future of Food by Aaron Laux. Dining in has changed drastically in the past 2 years, thanks in no small part to the pandemic. It's not just that people are making the bulk of their meals at home, but they also are cooking in different ways that take their specific diets, tastes, budgets, and desires into account. The role of consumer technology in making this an easier process is significant. Earlier this year, CES featured an entire section and content program around food tech, which ran the gamut from countertop appliances and all-in-one cooking devices to restaurant robots to plant-based fast food. Some of this will be coming to market this year, but other innovations are further off on the horizon. In a talk moderated by The Spoon's Michael Wolff, panelists discussed what's coming next for food technology. Why is it so hard for kitchen technology to catch on? The microwave was arguably the most revolutionary piece of kitchen technology in modern times. The steam oven is, of course, popular, and air fryers are really catching on, but nothing has completely altered the way we cook in recent years as the microwave did in the past. According to the panelists, cooking and eating can be a painfully personal thing, and that's why it's difficult for just one appliance or technology to become revolutionary in a mainstream way. Some people hate cooking and want the minimal amount of work for maximum results, while on the other side of the spectrum, some cling to history and tradition and are hesitant to adopt new cooking techniques. Some enjoy cooking and don't necessarily want a faster method, but a more efficient one with better results is always welcome. However, it's the personalization that consumers are looking for today. Creating more healthful meals. Today, we have the knowledge and data to help people live healthier, longer lives with a diet especially catered to them. Food technology companies can use feedback from their consumers to show what people are eating and what taste they prefer. According to Robin List, though, what we lack is a means to bring it all together quickly. We need to combine the technology to enable people to have healthier, tastier meals, List said, citing how Americans tend to lack fish in their diet, but might eat more of it if they knew how to cook it better. Prospective appliances filling this gap include sous vide, which refrigerates ingredients until cooking time and will automatically cook the inserted food when the preset time is reached. There is also the Thermomix, which guides users through recipes with its one-pot mixer and scale, where it can chop, saute, caramelize, and more. The look of tomorrow's kitchen. The kitchen has generally stayed about the same in terms of functionality throughout the years. The biggest change has been in the last 30 years, and especially recently, when it evolved to become the heart of the home and the center of gatherings. However, will it retain this identity in the future? Dr. Cho argued that it's possible the kitchen might not need to exist at all in 10 years. After all, there are places like Hong Kong where the steep rents mean smaller apartments that often completely lack kitchens. Instead, many people living there order in all of their meals. Growing up in Korea, I lived 20 years without electricity, said Dr. Cho. We ate healthy foods without refrigeration for that long because of the innovative, thoughtful ways we preserve food. I see a future where refrigeration is unnecessary. What is definite is that consumers will always want a space, if they want one at all, that caters to their specific level of cooking. Personalization is king in the future of kitchen technology.